Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you so.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just say me once but twice. The devil's ring, yeah. He offered him a piece of bread. He got the back and bread. The devil asked him, are you the son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. You won't land at all. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus,
freedom is upon you. What is freedom? And then I'm just going to give it to you. This is your brother, Elohim, sponsored by Elohim Power Tribe, Society of Love. We have a message for you. The village is broken. It needs to be repaired. Like it or not, we're in this together. Okay? I'm a Bible thumper, so a lot of things I'm going to be bringing to you come straight out of the Bible. And I use the King James Version as a guide. All right? Those of you who don't understand the thought process of the Bible is why we're in so much trouble and why we have so many doggone religions out there today. Okay? So we're going to be doing a little talking here. But first, let's get into what we're talking about. When we talk about the village in need of repair, you know, in the book of Joshua, all the cities, right, this is the King James Version, all of the cities were supported by villages, not communities. See, communities are economic-based systems. And when you have a disparity in economics, people have a tendency to create systems, and I don't like to use the word create, but to make systems that bring about racism, sexism, all kinds of crazy stuff, you know? And these things have to be addressed. How do we prepare the village? The village is like really screwed up out here. I live on a block. At one time, I used to know everybody on the block. I don't know everybody on the block now. I have the block done changed. We don't know who's who, what's what. You follow what I'm saying? The village is people-based. I know you used to watch some of the old movies where when somebody moved in, they would bring them a meal over and say, how you doing, introduce themselves and stuff like that. There, they were trying to, they were thinking in terms of village. But we have to do this on a global mindset. If this is going to, if we're going to keep these people from blowing up the face of the planet, you know what I'm saying? And we're talking about all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. I'm going to keep going at this because no tribe wants to be ruled by another tribe. Okay? This is what's been going on. We've been ruling over each other, thinking we should be the chosen people and we should be this, and this group is the master race and all this, that kind of crazy stuff, you know. That type of thinking leads to wars because according to the Bible, Psalms 82, all right, sure, whom you call Jesus, he said, it's not written in your law that you're all God. Now, we don't accept that, even though the book says it, because we're coming with a thought process that's not the book. That's not the Bible. And we need to address this situation. Now, we have so many people caught up in the Bible and the Quran and other religious books, so-called religious books. Let me give you a wake-up call. The Bible is not a religious book. You got people who are setting up religions using the Bible, but the Bible is not a religious book, and it has its own thought process, believe it or not. The Bible is an empire-building book. Well, that's right. If you want to build an empire, the Bible is what you should be using. King James Version. I've read some of these other versions. They change stuff around, adding words in that literally don't make sense. And I'm talking to one person. We spoke both dealing with the Bible. He reading one thing. I'm reading something else. Come to find out, we reading from two different Bibles. Okay. So it's kind of interesting, you know, but we're going to have to wake up the smart car, okay? Now, let's start with this Israel thing, okay? It's supposed to be Israel, okay? What is real, okay? What is real? Every man, woman, and child, okay, has an incorporeal energy within them, what you call a spirit and soul and all of that. So many different names for it, but it's incorporeal energy. That's who we are. We're incorporeal energy formed in flesh. That's who and what we are. That's what makes us God, as the Bible says. We are designers. We have the ability to design what we need for ourselves. All the way back to Adam and Eve. As soon as Adam and Eve came back into the physical realm, we'll get into that one day, but not today. As soon as Adam and Eve came back into the physical realm, they began to design. They became God. And right away they start designing, took some leaves and designed clothes to put on to cover themselves. You know what I'm saying? Since they weren't of the mindset to harm any of the creatures on the planet, it was a different God. It was whom we call God, all right, that made sheep's clothing for them. Well, now since he had to kill a sheep to get clothes, I don't know where we're going to get sheepskin from. Well, unless he takes it off the sheep. But Adam and Eve wasn't about that. They weren't about the killing and the murdering. That came about later. But what I'm trying to get at is that what is real? See, this is what we should be dealing with. Everybody is real. Think about what I'm saying. That's the question you got to ask yourself. Not what is Israel, but what is real? Every man, woman, child, or planet has an incorporeal energy within them. We're incorporeal energy, but conscious energy forms of flesh. That's who we are. That's what we are, okay? And because of that conscious energy, we actually can design things. That's what makes us God, okay? We can manipulate energy for our purpose. That's what a God does. Now, you have lesser God, you know? I mean, apes and chimpanzees, they manipulate things for their own purpose. You know, they make tools, you know, to get their little food out of the ground sometimes, you know? But nobody can design like God, right? Because God is unlimited because of who we are, okay? Now, here's the problem. Each tribe, black, brown, red, yellow, white, I got to keep emphasizing the colors because we've got into there's a tribal thing dealing with lineage. See, you can have a tribal thing dealing with lineage. But we have to rise above that and understand that no tribe wants to be ruled by another tribe. You think that the white tribe, now their time is up. They don't have their 2,000 years. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. It's been going on for the last 10,000 years. The black tribe ruled, the brown tribe ruled, the red tribe ruled, the yellow tribe ruled. Now the white tribe had its turn to rule. None of you did a good job. Because of the domination of the different tribes, we're not learning our lesson. The Old Testament, there's a lot in there that we need to learn what not to do. See what I'm saying? So the Old Testament becomes prophetic. It doesn't happen already. So Old Testament becomes prophetic, all right? The New Testament is trying to take you into a different paradigm. That's what it's trying to do. But because of the Old Testament and people trying to relive the Old Testament, all right? I know Britain, they use Deuteronomy to make their empire. You got to remember, there was no British Empire before King James redid the Bible, okay? I set the Bible up, told them how to read it. And they used the book of Deuteronomy to build their empire. Because that's what's taught in the Old Testament. Now, we can use the book of Deuteronomy, but we have to modify it. We can't use it as it is because it caused too much hardship and trouble and pain for the people who are not considered themselves chosen. Right? Let's break this down so that you understand what's going on. 1630, they passed the law legalizing white folks. And then they set up laws and statutes to make white folks the chosen people. This brought about the hardship and the slavery to the other tribes. Okay? The other four tribes. All right? Remember, each tribe represents one-fifth of the world's population. That's what's going on. So when one tribe sets themselves up as a ruler, they become a minority. You have a minority ruling the majority, which is not good. It's never good, you know? So we have to do some changes. We have to switch this thing up. We have to turn this thing around. And I'm a Bible thumper. You know, I was going to do this strictly from the tyrannical scriptures, but because so many people are caught up in the book, we're going to do this from the book. We're going to do this from the biblical standpoint. All right. Now, the first thing that we have to do, we have to stop believing in the Bible. What? That don't make sense. We have to start accepting the Bible. This is the message that I'm bringing to you today, because if you don't get the message, okay, I'm just a warner. I'm a messenger, okay? I ain't no preacher, minister, none of that stuff. You know what I mean? I got too many defects. I'm trying to work out. But I can bring you a message. I can bring you a warning that if you don't straighten this thing out, you know, because you're dealing with gods. This is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with designers. And if you got your foot on somebody's neck, they will design a way to get it off straight up. Because nobody wants to be nobody wants to be ruled by nobody else. And that's why it was so important what President Hanson did, all right, when they set up the country. Talking about the Continental Congress, that was important. All five tribes were there, even though the white portion that was working with the Continental Congress, they were the ones that the poor white tribes that Britain kicked out, okay? And they knew what it was like to have somebody over you that don't care nothing about you. You know, they knew what that was like. So when they set the whole thing up, they set the country up as a trust. They got to start telling you what's up. The country is set up as a trust, and the indenture agreement is the Constitution. So we're all trustees. Trustees have the right to vote. The vote gives you the power over the trust managers to push them in the right direction, okay? They're blocking the right to vote because you have people that are trying to follow the Old Testament. And that's not – the Old Testament tells you what – it tells you a lot what not to do as well as some of the things to do. You know what I'm saying? The chosen people mindset, we can use that if everybody is considered chosen people, all five tribes. If all five tribes are considered chosen people, then we'll have some type of balance. But if you're going to put one tribe over another tribe, you're going to have a problem, because sooner or later, we're going to fight. Sooner or later, we're going to fight. And that's what's been going on for a while now. And this is why Yahshua ben Dara, we're talking about Jesus, came through to teach the way he taught, came through to talk the way he taught. The class system has to go away. Okay? Sexism has to go away. Now, if you people waking up to being God, you got to realize that we designed all of this stuff. Hello? So when we designed men and women, we designed men and women in a manner so that we could survive. Hello? Men being with men, women being with women will not make us survive. It's non-productive according to the design. Okay? You reap what you sow. Okay? If you're sowing your life juices in a waste track or in a tissue, you're going to reap a little pleasure, but that's about it. As a species, we would cease to exist. And I'm just talking about, you got to deal with the big picture, you know? Oh, it's got to be gender specific. Look, if you're born with three legs, you're a guy. If you're born with two legs, you're a female. Might have to change that because Satan's got three legs too, but that third leg is really small. But that's not the issue, okay? A man cannot carry a baby to term. The system is not built like that. You understand what I'm saying? So we designed this thing to keep us here on this planet and to go out for other planets, because our real job here is to monitor space, as you call it. That's our real job. We're supposed to be up there monitoring the sun and the planets and stuff. Something like they do on Star Trek. That's what we're supposed to be doing, okay? Not sitting here fighting over this little piece of speck of dirt. We're not indigenous to this planet. Hello. Modern man is not indigenous to this planet. No, we're not from Africa. We're not from England. We're not from Britain. We're not from nowhere on this planet. We're occupiers. Okay? That's what we're doing. We're occupiers. And the planet literally don't belong to anybody. You follow what I'm saying? We're supposed to be using the planet to make this a paradise for God. There shouldn't be nobody sleeping in the street, nobody hungry, nobody out of doors. That's not supposed to be happening. You follow what I'm saying? But as long as you have this chosen people syndrome, that's what I'm going to call it, coming through the Bible, all right? As long as you participate in this, where one tribe, okay, is chosen over another tribe and get the privilege and the access what other tribes don't have, we're going to fight, period. And with the knowledge that we are coming back into, okay, we can destroy the face of this planet like we did Mars. I'm just dropping it straight to you, okay? Now, when I say the village is broken and it needs repair, you got to think about what the village is. The village is family working together to raise the children. That's what the village is. You don't have families working together to raise the children no more, right? It's my child, your child, his child. No, that's why we have so much trouble out here with the little ones, okay? When I was growing up, they had a village-type mindset. We never locked our doors. You wouldn't sass no adult, period. You follow what I'm saying? Because we had that village type of mentality, and the parents were talking to each other. That ain't happening no more. Everything is economic based. And this has to stop. Yes, we need economics for the neighborhoods and all that. You got to have money to pay your bills and stuff. You know? This is why we've decided. We've been using the telemarketing systems all wrong. Okay? We can telemarket for reasons other than just putting money in your pocket. You can use telemarketing systems to communicate with each other, right? When you get on these little Zoom platforms, you can talk about what's going on in the family and what's happening and why you hard up for money and what's going on with you, you know? Who's doing what? And how can I help you do this? And how can I help you do that? Do I come from? This is what we need to be doing. We need to be repairing the village. It's hard. Now, my villages, I talk about my children, grandchildren. My village is broken. I mean broken, broken. And it needs to be repaired. So now it's going to take a lot of humble, you got to humble yourself in order to start fixing this village. You have to call people you don't like. You have to call people that are going to screw you around, people that are going to piss you off, but some of them you're not even talking to no more, you know? You have to begin to bridge the gap. That's not going to be easy, but you have to begin. You have to start. You have to start somewhere, and you can start within your own group, within your own family. Go out, if you're listening to this message, go out. Thinking village-minded, all right? Go knock on your neighbor's doors and introduce yourself. That's a start, okay? Exchange phone numbers. That's a start, okay? And if you're in one of these communities, economic-based situations, right, you need to go talk to the police captain. Sit down. Have a word with them. Let them know what you're doing. Spend some time talking to the cops, to the police officers that's in your neighborhood, all right? In the summertime when the cop car comes by, you know, you have these little water coolers. I mean, these people out there selling water and all that kind of stuff, you know. When you get a chance, give them a cup. Give the people that's out there with the water and the soda and stuff, just stop. Give them a couple of dollars. Tell them if a cop guy come by, knock on the door, give them something to drink, just a couple of hours. See what I'm saying? And if we're doing this all over the city, that's going to make them feel better. It's going to bring them more back into who they're dealing with and what's what, you know? Because right now, they're not thinking in terms that they're dealing with God. Oh, you will respect God because, you know, God carries power. Anybody can walk up with a gun and send somebody home. Anybody. Okay? They got their vests and all that stuff on, a headshot. That's what they teach on these little, what do you call those things? These games. It's all about the headshot now, you know? Anybody can be touched. Anybody can be God. I don't care if you're a cop or whatever you are. Somebody can walk up to you and blow you away. So this is not what we want. We don't want this type of mindset out there. We want the people to really know who they are. When you see that little child out there, you know that's a man or a woman. Don't think teenager or kid and all that. Think men and women. That's what they are. And they're going to grow into their godhood. Now, why is it so important? And we're going to build a village to know who the heck we are. You follow what I'm saying? The 1% know who they are. They ain't got no problem. Something go wrong with them. They don't get on their hands and knees and pray. They need something. They call an architect. Call a mechanic. Call an engineer. Do you understand what I'm saying? They know who to call. You know what I mean? They're not calling the Ghostbusters. They're not calling nobody sitting up in a chair on top of the planet watching you like Superman do. They're not calling that person, all right? And they're set up. The 1% know that they need this type of access. So they're set up schools to train and teach God how to design and maintain the systems that we have, all right? Remember, we design all of this stuff. The stuff that's been fall out of the sky. We design everything. And the Bible is something that you really have to get into, okay? Now, well, I'm not talking too much about the Bible today, but the Bible is the key to the whole thing. I'm just going to come straight out with it. The Bible is the key to the whole thing. But you have to accept the book. Not believe in the book. You have to accept the book. The book is telling you what's up. It's letting you know what's going on, you know? If somebody say, well, the book says you're God. You talk to one of these believers out here, they argue you down that you ain't no God. You can't be no God. But that's what the book say. See what I'm saying? They don't accept the book. I'm putting the word out now. Don't believe in the Bible. Accept the book. Accept the book for what it's saying, okay? I'm going to break it down to you, not so much today, but we're going to get into the whole thing of the book and why it's so important, okay? Because the book tells you what God does. Then it gives you the science right in the book of how it was done, okay? But we're not looking at it like that, okay? We're looking at it like, whoa. God is with us, and God is with us. When they say God bless America, they know what they're talking about. They're not talking about Abraham Lincoln sitting up there on top of the or in space someplace. They're talking about each other. See what I'm saying? They're talking about the gods that are running this thing. So when they say God bless America, they're talking about the people who are in charge, the people who are running things. They want you to bless the country. That's what they're saying, you know? And there's nothing wrong with saying God bless America if you know who you're talking about when you say God, all right? And that's what's going on. This is what has to happen now, you know? First of all, let's start at the beginning, okay? Let's break this down. We have to dispel some of the myths that's going on out here, all right? You are designers. That's who you are. You design everything. We need to design ships and stuff to get off this little speck of dirt and go out there. There's billions of planets out there. Second World War, 50 million people dead because somebody decided they was the master race, okay? and want to make everybody else subservient to them. And, okay, here in this country, in the United States, all right, somebody decided that you should be their slaves. You know, I should have a slave. I'm not just talking about the white tribe. Black tribe has slaves, too. Brown tribe has slaves. It's not a new phenomenon when you're talking about slavery. It might be difficult when you deal with how harsh some people were on other people during the slavery time. You know what I mean? You know, because we're the chosen people. That is absolutely a way to get some of the other gods to stand up and say, hey, look, man, we ain't going for this. We're going to fight. We'll try to do it peacefully if you let us. But if you don't, we will fight. You follow what I'm saying? The people that wanted you as a slave, that wanted to keep slavery going, all right? Half the country said, no, man, that's not what's up. And they fought. It was called the Civil War, all right? And they fought. One people wanted slavery, one people wanted free. Okay, and they fought. After they lost physically, right, they start fighting politically. We've been fighting a civil war ever since they shot Abraham Lincoln. You know what I'm coming from? Some people, they just don't want to give up. They don't want to admit the fact that what they're doing, what they're teaching, how they're doing, is wrong. The universal law, the law of the Most High, there's only one law out there, okay? All the rules that we've been following are made from that particular law. Reap what you sow. Let's break this down. If you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on it to control the reaction. The rest is history. This is what they're calling science. When they use the term science, they take the reap what you sow out of it. This eliminates the moral implication of what you're doing, okay? The moral implication is everything, because sure as you do something to somebody, it's going to come back at you, all right? Now, blacks being enslaved, it basically just came back at them. We enslaved people. Blacks enslaved people. What can I tell you? The brown man, the yellow man, all of them enslaved something. The slavery was going on. They're fighting over territory. Go back into your history. Killing and murdering each other for other people's land and all that stuff. They call, oh, he was a great conqueror. A conqueror is a thief and a murderer. Nothing great about a conqueror. You understand what I'm saying? Some of these myths have to be changed. Some things have to be changed around so that we can see what's going on. And that's what's up. I thought about being a preacher or a minister and all that stuff. No, I don't want to be none of that. I'm just here to give you a warning. You need to wake up and smell the coffee, because we're coming back into the knowledge that we used to have, right? What does that mean? The book says, we're talking about the Bible, King James Version. They want to change the King James Version around because it hits home. That's why a lot of them don't like the King James Version, and they're changing words around to make it say something that is not that the book don't say. Where I'm coming from, the King James Version says, you're God. If you are God, that means when it says, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. That means that you had the technology at one time to make planets, solar system, all right? You're coming back into that technology again. Look, the moon is a satellite. I'm going to say this all the time so until we get it. The moon is a satellite, and we have satellites up there now. That means we're coming back into the knowledge of who and what we were, okay? And the book told you this 2,000 years ago who you were. They've been trying to tell you this, trying to wake you up, okay? And these little preachers running around here, I'm calling out now. Come on, well, God said this, and you got to believe God. Look, man, if you're falling for that crap right now, You're just a baby. Okay? You're a man or a woman. You haven't stepped up into your godhood. And that's what's going on. Until you step up into your godhood and begin to see those around you as God, there's a problem. There's a big problem. Okay? Because when you say God bless America, you're talking about the people working to bless the country that they're in. That's what they're talking. When the 1% say God bless America, that's what they're talking about. Okay? When you say God bless America, what are you talking about? Huh? What do you mean by God bless America? See, once you're in your right mind, once you begin to see and accept who you are, then things will begin to change. When you see that person next to you, you got to realize, hey, man, I'm standing next to God. Sure as I have the power to take this person's life, that person has the power to take my life. Okay? So let's treat each other like what we are. Let's treat each other like gods, because that's what we are. You know what I'm saying? This is what the book said. I'm saying accept the book. Once you become a believer, oh my goodness, you're subject to believe anything. You got people right now, right? Believing cows are dead. You believe snakes are dead. People got statues and things made of wood, believing that's dead. You got people walking around a building once a year, okay? Idolatry. They walk around a building once a year. Millions of, hundreds of thousands of people walking around the building, throwing stones at the building. Duh. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to keep you asleep to control God. That's what they want to do. They want to control God. So they make the main God someplace out there in space where who is all powerful and do this and do that. Their power is coming from controlling you. The groups, the more gods they have under their control, okay, the more powerful the leaders of the group become. You are the power of the planet, okay? If they send you off to fight in a war, and if everybody decide, hey, we're not going to fight, what they're going to do? Guns don't shoot themselves. Tanks don't drive themselves. It's up to you to decide who we're going to fight today and who we're going to fight tomorrow. You got to start thinking, because you got to realize who you are. So let's accept the Bible and stop believing in all this crap that these people are telling you. The book is telling you who you are and what's going on. Okay? Once you begin breaking the book down, okay, you'll know that the first 30 books or so, all right, have become prophetic book. I'm talking about the Old Testament. The Old Testament is prophetic books. It has already happened, all right? Learn your lessons from what has happened. Everywhere that the Hebrews set up, just think about it. Everywhere the Hebrews set up, when they went against the law, they were destroyed. Okay? Going against the law is going into somebody else's territory, taking their stuff. That's going against the law of reap what you sow. Every time they did that, it came back on them. I'm just giving you a wake-up call. Okay? Every time somebody put themselves up as the chosen people, all right, it caused devastation on another group. And you got to pay for that. That's going to come back to you. Why? Because you're dealing with God. You understand what I'm saying? And God is going to punish you. The people who you are treating like crap, they're the ones that's going to punish you. Think about it. You know, it took the white tribe 800 years to get out from under black rule. You think they like you ruling over them? Huh? King James of England and Ireland, and these are black guys. These are black people running. We are black, brown, and red people. Brown, red, and yellow. We were running the planet. There was a global empire set up, okay? It wasn't something that just happened. There was a global empire set up, right? White folks, when we went into Europe, colonized them. Queen Europa went in, colonized the white folks up there in Europe. They began to learn. They began to grow because you're dealing with God. God said, wait a minute. Come Rome and Greeks and Constantine and the boys and said, wait a minute. Something's wrong with this picture here, man. You know, while we got to be subservient to anybody, once they learn what the book, once they begin to accept the book and say, hey, wait a minute. They're not the only gods. The book is telling us that we're gods too. It says you are all gods. So you don't have to sit back and take from nobody because you are on an equal playing field based on knowing who you are. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Bible in a methodology that, in a manner that you're not used to hearing, okay? The book is a book to build empires. You want to change this thing around, okay? Begin to accept the book and modify, all right, the systems that are treating God poorly. Modify the systems that are treating God poorly. And it's telling you a lot of things in there, what they have done that you should not do. Remember the universal law, okay? Reap what you sow, okay? Because you're dealing with God. You're dealing with God, okay? Say that again. So when you do things to God, after a while, God will design a way to bring it back to you. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. We can take Germany. We use Germany as an example because that's the last big time. Well, not the last time, but look, let's be realistic about all of this, okay? If you accept the Bible for what it's saying, right, knowing that you are a God, knowing that you are a designer, we can design and modify the systems that's in the book to turn this planet into the paradise that it is for everybody. Nobody should be sleeping on the street. You got a guy that's a billionaire and a person starving because he ain't got no food. Something's wrong with the picture, okay? Something's wrong with that. And how long do you think it's going to be before these poor people out here running around decide, yo, man, let's get some weapons and fight these people back. Let's put these people in the ground. How long do you think it's going to be before they decide to do that? Then you got all kinds of little skirmishes and wars set up. You know your history. Go back and read history. I'm not saying nothing that you can't check throughout history. That's what's been going on. Okay? You get a group of people that's being persecuted. Look what's happening with the children of Israel. Okay? Not the children of Israel. That's a terrible statement. Look what's happening with the Hebrew tribe when they went into Canaan. Okay? They were doing fine as long as the Kemetans treated them equally. But once the Pharaoh changed the rules on them, they say, hey, you know, we got to get out of here. We can't do this no more. We're not going to do this no more. And they left. Next thing you know, Pharaoh's army was being destroyed. Hello? You see what I'm saying? Because of the way they were treating the people. You can't treat God any kind of way without God stepping up, designing a mechanism to get your foot off his neck. Hello? See what I'm saying? And they want to take the people back into the Old Testament because, They want the Old Testament. That's how they would build an empire, taking other people's stuff. Oh, here come the conqueror. You know, and be killing and murdering, taking people's stuff. You call him a great person. Alexander the Great, he was a thief, a killer, a murderer. Follow what I'm saying? Some of the kings and queens of Kemet, they were murderers, killers, okay? It's been going on throughout history. Call himself conqueror. When you go against the universal law, okay, you're creating a problem. Because whatever you do to somebody else, they're going to figure out a way to bring that back to you because you're dealing with God. You don't know who you're dealing with. See, if you knew who you're dealing with, you wouldn't be doing this crap, okay? Anytime a cop is chasing somebody and shoot the kid 60 times, you follow what I'm saying? How long do you think it's going to be before the people that you're doing that to going to roll up on you and pull a bullet in your brain? Don't think they can't do it. You see what I'm saying? Look, you bleed, you cops out there, you bleed just like anybody else. Okay? And when you misuse your authority, it's coming back, man. You see what I'm saying? And you're wide open out there, right? In your cars with your uniforms on. Everybody know who you are. You see what I'm saying? It don't take much to pull the trigger. You got to realize that. You got to really think about what you're doing. And the reason why you're doing this is because you don't know who you are, which means you don't know who the people you're dealing with are, okay? You're dealing with God, and God will design a way to bring back to you what you've given them. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving you a wake-up call. This is a warning. You know what I'm saying? You can't protect yourself from God. Let me say this again. You can't protect yourself from God. When you do things to God, God will find a way to bring it back. I'm telling you. We're talking about designers. If you have a system that's beating them up, they will design a way to get you off their back, period. Okay? And these so-called Republicans out there, who think that you need to be somebody's slave master, you need to wake up and smell the coffee. That's what the Civil War was about. The five tribes fought against you. And whenever the five tribes unite, you're not going to win against the five tribes. I'm telling you right now. When black, brown, red, yellow, and white come together for something, for justice, they're going to get it one way or another. You can't stop the five tribes working together. This is the message that I'm bringing you now. The five tribes need to work together to turn this paradise into a paradise for everybody. The planet is a paradise, but you're blocking access to certain gods so they can't enjoy this paradise. You're dealing with gods all over the planet, and it won't be long before they figure out a way to say, hey, wait a minute. I don't like this. This is not what's up. Okay? This is not what's up. Look how powerful Persia was. Okay? Persia's Iran right now. All right? They're still powerful. Pick them with them. But we're picking with them. See, now the 1%, the ones that are ruling the planet right now, some other 1%, they come in all colors. All five tribes had a little 1%. So when I say 1%, I'm not just talking about one tribe. I'm talking about all five tribes doing it. Okay? And the five tribes, they looking at this and say, wait a minute, we can pick with them, but only up to a point. Because they know, the 1% know who they're dealing with. They know they're dealing with God because they know that's who they are. You follow what I'm saying? So they'll push you to a point and then they'll back off. They want control. They don't want you getting out of control again. See, this is what's going on in Russia right now. Okay, the 1% is saying, wait a minute. Russia's getting out of control. Vladimir Putin done become a dictator. We got to reel this guy in before he think he's a Hitler. Okay? If Russia wants to go to war against the against NATO, the devastation will be, yeah, look, 50 million people will be nothing. That won't be nothing. compared to what they can do right now. You understand what I'm saying? They're pushing Russia, but they ain't going to push it so far. And Russia's got to realize that she's taking advantage of them little enclaves over there next to her, all right? And they're going to push back. That's what this, what's his name, Zelensky, I think his name, he stood up and said, hey, man, we're not going to take this. We're going to fight back somehow. Somehow we're going to fight back. You're dealing with, see, this is God dealing with God. Now, each God is trying to design a way to knock the other God off, but it don't make sense. This planet is a paradise, okay? And people can enjoy so much good stuff if we work together, recognizing who we are, okay? So we got to get out here. We have to start a village repair. I know it's not going to be easy. Because some of the people that you're going to have to talk to, you literally can't stand. They're some of the worst people on the planet. And they're your family members. They're your friends, okay? Live right across the street from you. Excuse me. Well, you're going to have to begin the village repair. Because the states should be supported by villages, groups of people working together for each other. That's what a village is. Ain't no one child out there by themselves. You know what I mean? Everybody in the neighborhood is supposed to be checking on that child. Everybody within shouting distance will be watching that child. Yo, man, don't be doing nothing. I'm going to tell your parents. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be there. We have to get back to that village mindset. Economic communities got to go away. Okay? We're going to have money. Okay, now this is why we're doing the networking thing. Because everybody that join in, okay, spending a little bit of money, that want to learn, and want to help village repair. And when I say village repair, I'm talking about the young men and women who are coming up in this system. All right, they're out of control. We have to bring them back under control. But first, you have to let them know who they are. They know who they are and know who they're dealing with, things will be different. That little bully that's in the school, they're going to get bullied. That's how things work, all right? So the little bully is not going to bully somebody knowing that that person going to be able to get back at them later on. They're not going to do that. They're going to think twice about bullying somebody, all right? I'm just saying, this is Elohim Five Tribes, okay, Society of Love. We're on the net, okay? You can find us out there. And remember, if you can't find us, we'll find you. We're coming for you. We're coming to warn you what you're doing, how you're doing it. It's going to cause a problem. You homosexuals out there, it's causing a problem because you weren't designed. Men weren't designed to be with men. Women weren't designed to be with women. If you follow this practice, we will cease to exist. We need the babies. Without procreation, man, we can't survive. This is what you have to get through your head. It ain't about just pleasure, having fun. You know, it ain't about that. Okay? I mean, we made it pleasurable and fun because we want the babies. That's why it's so good when you're getting into it. You see where I'm coming from? But the whole thing was designed for a reason. We're trying to let you know who you are. You are a God. That's what the books say. Like it or not, that's what the books say. We want you to accept what the book is saying. It says that you are all gods. Okay? That's what the books say. So we want you to accept the book for what it's saying. That gives you, that breaks the code. That's the key to understanding the book. Understanding the book is acceptance. You have to accept the Bible has its own thought process. And we're trying to bring you back to that. That's what's going on. Okay? Now, if you know that you're a God, that means that you're a designer. That means that you can go into the Old Testament, see what they did that was wrong. See what they did that didn't work and how they were treating other gods. Change it. Okay? Upgrade. Do a 2.0 on the Bible. This is what I'm talking about on the radio all the time. Do a 2.0 on the Bible. Now that you know who you are, okay? Now that you know who the person next to you is, treat them accordingly. Don't try to, and you trying to enslave God? You know, God ain't going to stand for it for so long. This is what I'm saying. And God going to step up and fight back. Now, before the Civil War, they weren't just enslaving black folks. They were enslaving anybody they got their hands on. They call them poor white, it's poor white trash. Make them my slave. See what I'm saying? And the five tribes saying, wait a minute, man. Let's get together and put an end to this. That brought about the Civil War in the United States. Okay? Now, they still have a bigger problem. The so-called Indians, Cherokee, the Bigfoot, all those people out there and whose land that you have taken, treated them terribly, gave them diseases and all that kind of stuff to take, to usurp their stuff. Follow what I'm saying? How long do you think it's going to be before they start designing ways to come back at you? Hello? You're dealing with, you've taken advantage of God. All right? Now, God has been putting up with it because God has gotten to the point that God don't really want the violence. But if you push God to a certain point, all right, their violence would be the least of your work. Because there's other power out there that's more powerful than the little rifles and guns and tanks that you got. That's another thing that you have to deal with. I'm just saying, let's wake up and smell a coffee. Let's accept the book for what it is. All right? And we'll talk about that. I'm going to go through, we'll be talking much more. I'm going to be going through things on a daily basis. But as you can see, I'm not a preacher, not a minister, I'm not, I'm Elohim Christ. I'm a warner. I come to warn you about what you're doing, okay? I've walked the path of being honest and good, and I follow the Lord, reap what you sow, and I eagerly embrace all that I have put out to come back to me today, okay? So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? This is your brother, Elohim Christ, signing off. We'll be back at you as much as possible. Five tribes, okay? Think about it. You have to start working together. White tribe, I'm telling you now, your 2,000 years is about up, okay? And we don't want it to go back to black rule. We want all five tribes to rule. If you notice, the resources on the planet is shifting. Where things are, where the wealth is starting to change a little bit. Hello, okay. And where the black people are, a lot of power over there, a lot of resources over there. See, the system is getting ready to flip. But we don't want no tribe to be in rulership over another tribe. We want five tribes to work together. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Five, now, the white tribe, your time is almost up. We're not going to treat you. If the message gets out clearly, we're not going to treat you the way you've been treating some of the other tribes around here, okay? We're not going to do that. But remember, you're dealing with God. You're not going to suppress God for so long before the script flips, okay? This is your brother Elohim signing off. I'll check with you with another thought. Much love, guys. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good.